It's SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota producers have nearly completed this year's spring wheat and oat harvests. This week's USDA crop report says weather was mainly dry and temperatures were average to above average. Daytime highs were in the upper 80s to lower 90s for the central and western parts of the state. Spring wheat was 97% harvested. That's 4 points above the five-year average. 95% of South Dakota's oats are picked up, behind last year's 100% and the average of 99%. Only about two-thirds of the state's barley crop is harvested, and corn maturity is lagging behind the pace from last year. Officials in the Sioux City, Iowa area are scrambling to line up an emergency ambulance service after a nonprofit announced it'll cease service at the end of the year. Siouxland Paramedics Incorporated has announced it'll end 911 services in North Sioux City, South Dakota, and in Sioux City, Iowa, as it moves to a more sustainable model. North Sioux City Fire Chief Bill Pappas says officials hope to form a partnership with Sioux City, but are also considering how to raise money to staff the city's own service. Sioux City Fire Rescue Chief Tom Everett says officials are considering absorbing future 911 services into the department or contracting with another private company. Outlying cities and nearby rural areas are also seeing how their service will be affected. Officials with the Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe say they'll oppose a proposed state gaming rule change. South Dakota's Commission on Gaming is set to discuss removal of a requirement that some electronic wagering businesses bank with a South Dakota firm. Anthony Ryder is the president of the Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe. He says the move would better help the owner of Better Racing Incorporated avoid paying about $5 million the tribe says is owed to them. A letter written to Governor Dennis Dugard says the rule change only appears to affect Better Racing. That company's owner, J. Randy Gallo, and an attorney for Better Racing have not responded to requests for comment. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.